Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for April 8th, 2021 will come to order. We have some late submitted documents this morning. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 21-20-A1.
Thank you. The Vice Chair is so moved. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Madam Secretary, the Vice Chair's motion has been adopted by 6-0. I thank you very much, Vice Chair. I'd like to announce prior to we start the remainder of the agenda that agenda item number 3, proposed amendment to directive 17, will be held over to a future open meeting. So the first item that we will consider today on the agenda is advisory opinion request 2021-04, pray.com, submitted by Michael Lynn. We're joined today by Michael Lynn, the chief financial officer of pray.com, along with Ernest Baynard, who are available to respond to questions commissioners may have. Mr. Lynn and Mr. Baynard, welcome. And we also have Kevin Paulson and Amy Rothstein from OGC here to discuss the matters. And OGC, would you like to present?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 21-20-A and 21-20-A1, which respond to a request from the requester, pray.com, a for-profit corporation with a mobile app and website that provide users with faith-based content. The request asks whether Pray.com's proposal to post audio and video statements from members of Congress on its platforms would result in coordinated communications or otherwise constitute corporate in-kind contributions. The drafts conclude that the Act and Commission regulations would not prohibit the requester from posting the content on its platforms as proposed, because the activity would not result in coordinated communications or otherwise provide a prohibited in-kind contribution to participating members who are also candidates for federal office. We did not receive any comments on the request. We received one comment on draft A from the Campaign Legal Center. I'd be happy to address any questions that you have.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any discussion or any commission questions for Mr. Lynn or Mr. Baynard?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Since we have representatives from the requester here, I guess, and also because the revised draft was submitted only yesterday, I would be interested if Mr. Lynn has any comments or anything he wanted to say with regard to the two drafts we're considering.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey. Mr. Lynn.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I don't have any additional comments. I can definitely answer any questions, provide more information of who we are if needed.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Vice Chair.
I wonder if Mr. Lynn has any preference between the two drafts.
Madam Chair, I think the most recent draft, which I've read thoroughly, seems to be the one that would be in line.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn. Any further questions for Mr. Lynn? I want to make sure, since the video is not available for one of our commissioners, Commissioner Walther, do you have any questions for the requester or the Office of General Counsel?
At this time, I don't.
Thank you.
I'm fine.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, let me ask, is there a motion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair.
I move the adoption of revised draft A.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Is there a discussion on this motion? Seeing none, I will call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. I believe I've heard 6. It's a little difficult when I can't see the faces, so I apologize if I'm misstating. Please let me know. So the motion passes 6-0. Not to have to call out the names, but just to do it for the fun of it today. We have the Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Weintraub, myself, Commissioner Walther voting in favor of the motion. Thank you very much, and I thank you to the requester for appearing today.
Madam Chair, thank you, and thank you to the Commission.
Thank you.